I have the privilege this afternoon speaking to Rachel Kalidath and about the visionary for the Awaking South African campaign. Rachel, good afternoon and welcome.
Good afternoon, Johan. It's a great pleasure to be with you and the Radio Pulpit listeners this afternoon on such a spiritually significant day.
Yeah, isn't it wonderful, Rachel? And I'm so privileged to speak to you this afternoon, you being also a chartered accountant by profession. And I heard that what began as a personal cry to the Lord birthed that deep sense of responsibility in your heart to do something further. Tell us all about it.
Yes, absolutely. Since 2022, the Lord's been speaking to me personally about, his heart's desire for the nation to come before him in a day of prayer and repentance. I received various prophetic words, visions from the Lord, and this actually culminated until last year, where the Lord gave me the words very loudly, awake, 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 South Africa, awake. And this is in relation to the need for South Africa, to move into a phase of spiritual awakening. And the Lord also gave me the words, the Jennifer LeClaire 2020 prophetic word, which the Lord says to me is the manifesto for this prayer movement. And if I can just quote the relevant extract, it says, South Africa will be awakened when the intercessors are fully awake and when the evangelists are prepared to reap the harvest. Pray then to the Lord of the harvest that he will ready laborers to reap after intercession is sown. Pray without ceasing until you see my will come to pass. For many revivals will break out in Africa, but South Africa is a tipping point to awakening a continent. So this is what it's all about, Johan. It's about revival. It's about awakening the continent for this Cape to Cairo revival that's been prayed for many decades. We believe that we are very close to it, but the Lord requires something from us. He requires us, to come before him in repentance and prayer to contend for this. As the scripture says, if my people who are called by my name, we all want it, but it's important that we, before the Lord can hear from heaven and forgive our sins and heal our land, there's a responsibility upon all of us. And that is if we humble ourselves, pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, which is basically repentance that we are calling for.
Rachel, may I ask you, how did you come to know the Lord? And why is this burden on your heart?
I was actually born into Christianity. I was very blessed to born into a Christian family. So, I've been at Sunday school. I've known the Lord. And I think as I've grown up, I've had a deeper relationship. The Lord's been speaking to me personally through dreams and visions. And it's just intensified. I've been connected to many prayer movements over the years. One sees what's happening in the country and we have a role to play. So my role has always been to join these prayer movements and contribute, through personal intercession. But it seems like the Lord has now called me into a higher level, of leading a prayer movement nationally.
Rachel, and as I said in the beginning, you are a chartered accountant by profession. How do you get the chartered accountant profession to being a Christian? Why I'm asking this, maybe somewhere in traffic, somewhere in South Africa, someone coming from the office and a bit frustrated, and the Lord has an appointment with that specific person. And it happens so many a times on Radio Pulpit that someone hears that this is a Christian with a desire to serve the Lord, but it's also the same profession that I am in. And perhaps you would never know there's a chartered accountant listening in traffic. What would you say to that one being skeptical about revival?
Yes, I think, we all have studied for various professions, that we are passionate about, but ultimately we are all children of God and we carry the light with us wherever we go. And I try to, as far as I can, with great respect, make sure that people who meet me like really feel the love of God and really feel the light of God, wherever I enter in a boardroom or be it, in a conference or wherever it is. So I think one does not have to have a ministry role specifically to be able to be, you know, the salt and the light of the earth. One is able to do that in your profession. I think with chartered accountants, you know, the focus is on ethics and integrity. And with the prayer movements, that is exactly the values that we are trying to instill in South Africa. You know, just beyond legislation, beyond auditing, you know, the values of integrity and ethics actually comes through from the Bible. It's biblical values that then transition into the business and the corporate world.
Rachel, you found out that revival had broken out on the 21st of March in 1953, way back, at Elutsitwini, a small little village in the Eastern Cape where ordinary women used to gather to pray and repent for the sins in their community. And no one could leave that place for days after the outbreak of revival. How did you get to know about this piece of revival history, and what does it mean going forward?
Yes, it's been a remarkable story. You know, when the Lord gave me the date for the FNB Stadium gathering that we held on the 22nd of March, he referenced it to the Torah portion Vayachal. So if one knows, you know, the way the Jewish believers work is that they have a Torah portion for every Shabbat, and it starts on a Friday evening until a Saturday evening.
Yeah.
So the Lord kept giving me the word gathering, 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 and then he asked me to go look at the Torah portions for gathering. So I found Vayachal, and I found that Vayachal for this year started on the evening of the 21st of March, and it ended on the evening of the 22nd of March, which is why we then booked our FNB Stadium event for the 22nd. So once I had the stadium booked, I started engaging various fivefold leaders. During this process, you know, I then met specifically Apostle Linda Gabodo, who leads Healing the Nation. So she shared with me then, you know, this, because she asked me the question, why did I choose the 21st to the 22nd, you know, of March? What led me to choose this day? So I shared with her, you know, what the Lord had given me. And then she, you know, she was then able to share the history of this, you know, of the revival that took place on the 21st of March, 1953. Then she elaborated that there was also a revival that took place on the 21st of March, 1954 in Sharpeville, the Sharpeville revival led by Dr. P.F. Molefe. And subsequently, I found out that there was also Graham Power, who led the Global Day of Prayer. His first event at Newland Stadium was on the 21st of March, 2001.
Correct.
So I had no idea about all of these, you know, the history around that date, but obviously the Lord knew, and he called me to connect the dots, you know. So when he gave me the date, I moved in faithfulness and obedience, only to find out later on, you know, how deeply spiritually significant that date was for the nation. And it's only God who could have put all of that together, you know.
Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Wow. Now, Rachel, if people want to join this movement, what do they have to do?
Well, we've got a social media account, Facebook, Pray and Repentance. We would like to encourage everybody to join in our live stream. We have a YouTube, you know, a YouTube page that's set up. So tomorrow the events will be live streamed on YouTube and Facebook, and the handles are Prayer and Repentance.
So easy on Facebook and YouTube these days. So you needn't travel somewhere. You can just go to Facebook or YouTube. Just tell us the handle again, please, Rachel.
It's a Prayer and Repentance. And our website is www.prayerandrepentance.com.
Rachel, I want to ask you in a short prayer to lead us on air, please.
To lead the nation in prayer now?
Precisely, on this moment, please.
Okay, I will. Heavenly Father, Lord, I come to you through the precious name of your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ the Messiah. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word that is sharper than a two-edged sword. And Lord, we stand on your word, Leviticus 23, verses 26 to 32, that calls for us, Lord, to come together in a sacred assembly for a day of atonement, Yom Kippur. And Heavenly Father, we commit this event tomorrow, and we commit the nation of South Africa into your hands, and we declare and decree over the nation, Lord, that revival will break out. For Lord, your plans and your purposes for South Africa will prevail. We thank you, Lord, for the hearts of the people that are turning towards you, as is stated in your verse 2 Chronicles 7:14, And Lord, we pray that the hearts of the people will turn towards you, Father God, in repentance, that they will seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. And we thank you, Lord, that we know you are faithful and you will hear from heaven and you will forgive their sin. And we thank you, Lord, that you will heal our land. We look forward to everything that you have planned with South Africa. We thank you that the scrolls in heaven for South Africa's prophetic destiny will be open tomorrow. And we thank you, Lord, that it shall be done. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ the Messiah, amen.
Amen and amen to that. Rachel Kalidas, thank you so much, and may the Lord just bless you and keep you safe. Thank you, ma'am.
Amen. Thank you. Goodbye.